So you mentioned it. I'm guessing you're ready to finally get this season going.
Oh, absolutely, man. It seems like the preseason that would never end. Seems like we've been here for 3 months already. So, yeah, we're excited to really have a real game under our belt. And what better way to start off than Monday night on the road?
Do you always get the sense that you're back in high school or your younger days playing under the lights on a Monday night?
You know, it does kind of have that feel to it. Anytime you finally get to play a game and you strap the pads on for real and this actually counts for something, you get a little bit of those nerves going. The anxiety starts setting in. So, yeah, we're excited. We're ready to go.
As an older guy, how do you kind of keep the younger guys in check and keeping those nerves in, like, out of the way going into a big game?
Well, I mean, I think for the younger guys, they just got to kind of feel it out. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You don't understand that when you go from preseason to regular season, you know, the speed of the game changes a little bit. Things seem to be moving so much faster. And hopefully if we're able to go to the playoffs at the end of the year, they'll see that it even steps up even more. So I think for them, they just got to go out there and just, you know, kind of keep things simple. Just do your job, read your keys, and things will slow down for you as the game goes on.
San Francisco's changed a lot this year with a lot of players leaving, new head coach. But in what ways have they kind of stayed the same?
Well, I think as far as their offensive scheme, they've pretty much stayed the same. I mean, you know, they've definitely, you know, built up a reputation for what they want to do is be physical up front and be able to run the ball on you. And if they can do that, that it allows them to be successful in their play action game and allows their offense really to be able to go. So what we got to do is we got to go out there, we got to out physical them up front. We got to stop their running game and hopefully get them into a one dimensional passing game where we can get after Kaepernick.
What does Kaepernick bring to the table in a game like this?
Well, obviously he's an athlete. I mean, you know, if they can get their running game going, they're dangerous twofold because they got the backs that can really hit up in the hole and get downhill quick. But they have also got him where they can pull it and be able to, you know, get to the edge. So what we have to do with them is, like I said, stop their running game and not allow them to run downhill on us. If we do that, then the one thing we got to be aware of is Kaepernick running and being able to get out of the pocket. So once we get them into passing situations, we really got to keep him in the pocket and collapse the pocket on him.
You mentioned guys going up the middle with Frank Gore now gone, but they have a guy who likes to hit it outside with Reggie Bush. Does he bring a totally different element to this offense?
Well, yeah, he's a different type of back. He's kind of a changeup back for them. And, you know, Hyde is a big back. He wants to get downhill and really, you know, get that power running game going. And then you've got Reggie Bush, who is, you know, a big-time scat back. We've seen him in the past in Detroit. We know what he can do as far as a screen game and the toss game and those type of deals where they get him to the perimeter. So, we just have to be aware of who's in the backfield at all times.